Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to 12-0, and welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu, and we're wrapping up a Green Bay Packers victory over the New York Giants yesterday at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, technically. But the Packers are 12-0 and gunning for an undefeated season. Came down to the wire yesterday. Came down to the nitty-gritty. Came down to the end. But the Packers coming up with a game-winning drive to ice the victory. Aaron Rodgers directing a drive with 58 seconds left. Game winner by Mason Crosby at the very end as time expired to give the Green Bay Packers the victory and remain undefeated on the season. Thank you everybody so much for joining us this morning here on Railbird Central. If you want to tweet with the hashtags Railbird or the hashtags CheeseheadDB, your comments will show up on the live blog. Your comments are also being approved by our live blog director, Jamie Jors, this morning. Thank you very much, Jamie. And follow along with this morning's Packers Day links. I left a link at the top of the live blog if you scroll up to follow along. And our top stories today have to do with those big clutch performers, Aaron Rodgers and Mason Crosby. There was kind of a knock on Aaron Rodgers coming into the game that he couldn't direct game-winning drives. Not that he couldn't, but there had just been so few in his career as the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers that you just didn't know how he'd perform when he had to. It's been a long time since the Packers needed a fourth-quarter game-winning drive with the game on the line. Aaron Rodgers directed that, my colleague here, Aaron Nagler at Cheesehead TV, used the word surgical. Surgical. I think that's very apropos. A very perfect description of what Aaron Rodgers did yesterday. Very interesting that the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported this, first of all, that before the game-winning drive occurred, head coach Mike McCarthy instructed special teams coordinator to in turn instruct Sean Slocum, instruct Randall Cobb to kneel down the kickoff if it reached the end zone, no matter where it was. He was supposed to take the touchback. And I think that is probably the correct choice. You know, even if it's a yard deep, kneel it down. A, it gives the offense more time to work with. There was only 58 seconds left on the clock, so you're not taking the 5 to 10 seconds or whatever it is to return a kickoff. You're giving more time to the offense. There they go. I mean, the rest is history. Aaron Rodgers completes 4 consecutive passes to get the Packers within field goal range. What were they? The 12-yard line? It was not a long field goal. 31 yards to win the game. Strike to JerMichael Finley. JerMichael Finley had issues with drops during the game. No doubt about it. But that was a nice catch. The first one of the last drive in which he turned upfield along the sideline and, you know, got the Packers to about midfield after one play. Next pass to Jordy Nelson along the sideline. Best player on the field yesterday, Jordy Nelson. The way he contorted his body, keeping his feet on bounds on seemingly every catch he made. Just fantastic. Back shoulder throws, you name it. Then a completion to Brandon Sain, which I think technically went for -1 yards, but at least it was complete. I suppose, although I suppose an incomplete pass would have actually gained him a yard. But then finally throwing a strike to Greg Jennings to set up the game-winning field goal by Crosby. Crosby, who had not kicked a game winner since week 1 of his rookie year. getting that monkey off his back, kicking the game winner, clutch performers, Aaron Rodgers and Mason Crosby. I left those links in this morning's Packers Daily Links, some articles about those players in particular to kick things off. I let Michael Hunt of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel describe it here. He writes, quote, four passes and four completions on the winning last-minute drive for Rodgers, who burned the Giants for 369 yards. It all led to a chip shot for Mason Crosby and one of the most exciting finishes during the Rodgers-McCarthy era. It was an exciting finish. Nobody expected the game, I don't think, to be that close. I didn't, at least. The spread was 7.5 points, 6.5, right around one touchdown. And you know, I picked the Packers in my against the spread column. I said pick the Packers. I thought that spread was, you know, too little. I thought they'd win by more. Perhaps I should know better than when the Packers go on the road and taking on a team that's still in the fight for a playoff spot, still in the fight for the crown for the NFC East. But anyway, exciting finish nonetheless. Heroics at the end. And then the article from Jason Wilde of ESPNMilwaukee.com of the on Mason Crosby's game-winning field goal. Quote, he had just three opportunities since then, not including his walk-off 50-yard game winner at Indianapolis in an August 26 preseason game, and failed all three times. So since week one of Mason Crosby's rookie year when he had a game-winning field goal, he's had three opportunities since that time to kick game winners and missed them all. And now finally yesterday, kicking the game winner, albeit a short one, 31 yards, but a game winner nonetheless. You know, he missed a kick earlier in the game, and I think fans would have been even more irate had he missed the last one. So that is what happened yesterday, and we, you know, right off the bat here, going to take a break because we're going to get Packers tight end Tom Crabtree on the line to recount the events of yesterday's victory. So hang with us, folks. Going to get Tom Crabtree on the line here, and going to get him to talk about yesterday's victory, going to ask him a few questions, going to ask him how he feels about being undefeated, and we'll be right back shortly, so hang with us. Hang on. Welcome back to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com, and right now on the phone we have Packers tight end Tom Crabtree joining us. Tom, congratulations on the win yesterday over the Giants. Were you nervous when the game came down to literally the last play?
No, I wouldn't say nervous. I was probably more excited than anything else. It was cool to, you know, for us as a team to have that opportunity to finish a game there in the final minute. You know, it seems like we haven't really had a chance to do that and prove that to everybody. But so that was pretty cool.
Head coach Mike McCarthy is giving the team its first victory Monday of the season, which I think means players are getting the day off today. Do you think it's important to get some time off late in the year to rest up after a long season?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we went through this last year, and I think it helps kind of give you even more time away from it to, you know, spend time with your family, rest your body, rest your mind a little bit. And, you know, and the thing is, even though it's a Victory Monday, I know the whole team's going to be in there at some point today, kind of on our own schedule, going in and lifting and watching the film. So, you know, we don't get away from it completely.
Sounds good to hear your dedication, but does the day off provide incentive for you guys to win?
No, I wouldn't say it's incentive to win. I'd say it's just kind of a little perk that comes along with winning, you know, after the fact. But yeah, it's no extra motivation or anything. We're still going to approach the game the same as we would if we had a full schedule today.
We're talking to Packers tight end Tom Crabtree here on Railbird Central. Tom, you had a catch for a first down in the fourth quarter that set up Donald Driver's touchdown. Can you take us through that play that you got the first down?
Yeah, it was just, just a little 5 yard stick route. And, I was expecting the ball based on the coverage and the look we got on the defense. So, I was ready for it. And sure enough, Aaron came to me and, picked up first down. So.
Fantastic. Good job. The team did have a couple issues with drop passes in the game. How do you categorize the second pass thrown your way? You kind of had to go to the ground to even get near it. Was it the quarterback's fault?
No, it was. I would tell you it's my fault, and then I'm sure Aaron would tell you it was his fault. I know going back to the huddle after the pass, he was kind of pointing to himself that it was his fault. But when I run into him over the stadium today, I'm gonna let him know I should have pulled that one in. So.
On the plus side of the ledger.
I was going to say that's the rule, if it hits your hands at all, you got to pull it in. So.
On the plus side of the ledger, the Packers are still undefeated this season, 12-0, and dating back to last season, they're 18-0. What's your reaction to hearing this is the second longest winning streak in NFL history?
I guess that's pretty cool to look at, the day after the game or whatever, but, none of that matters when we're preparing for the Raiders or going down the road, achieving our bigger goals. None of that really matters in the big picture. It kind of sets us up to go where we want to go, but, it doesn't help us out when we get there, so.
I saw your message on Twitter yesterday. You have more wins this year than you had in your entire high school career. Were wins tough to come by in high school?
Yeah, I think we passed that mark probably a few weeks ago.
Actually. Oh man!
I just now got around to tweeting it. it was rough going in high school. So I want to say we probably won a total of about 10 games. In 4 years, so it was tough going, but hey, high school, I had a blast, and it was fun. We had some tough competition.
Sounds good. A little more serious matter. One of the players at your position, Andrew Corliss, appeared to suffer a pretty serious injury yesterday. I think it was classified as a knee sprain, but it looked worse than that to me watching from home. Do you know what happened there?
I honestly don't. I was out on the field for that play, so I didn't see it happen live. And then I don't recall them replaying it at the stadium. And then I haven't watched any TV copy or anything. So honestly, I have no idea what happened. And pretty much from what everyone told me, family and friends and stuff, they said it was pretty bad. So we. He's definitely in my thoughts and prayers, and hopefully things work out.
Well, in any case, we wish you the best of health, Tom, and continued good luck the rest of the season. Before I let you go, what are your initial impressions on the Raiders?
Saul, they had a tough one yesterday, but every now and then, when I have a chance, I've watched them throughout the season. They look like a tough, hard-nosed team, pretty physical team from what I could tell, and on both sides of the ball and even on special teams, that's kind of what stood out to me is how physical they are. So we're gonna be ready for some smash mouth football here on Sunday. So
we're all ready for it. We're ready to watch the game this upcoming Sunday as you try to go 13-0. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today on Railbird Central, and good luck on Sunday.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Packers tight end Tom Crabtree joining us here on the phone at Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks much. And once again, the Packers looking to go 13-0 as they face the Oakland Raiders this upcoming Sunday at Lambeau Field. 3 out of the last 4 games of the year at home. So the Packers going to have some home field advantage, and that sets them up pretty well to run the table, does it not? The Packers looking to become only the third team in NFL history to go undefeated during the regular season. Of course, the Miami Dolphins did it back when it was only a 14-game season, so the Packers looking to become only the second team to go 16-0, and yet the only team in NFL history to go 19-0 if they can run the table and win the Super Bowl. So a lot to look forward to at the remainder of the year here. With Tom off the phone, that opens up the lines to you. If you want to call in, please call area code 646-797-2909, and you can talk about Tom Crabtree, the Packers' undefeated season, Mason Crosby, Aaron Rodgers, whatever you want to talk about, or feel free to leave your comments on the live blog. And I can see they're talking about the Oakland Raiders on the live blog already. Pack fan from Illinois commenting, hope we have AJ and Desmond back this week for some run stuffing versus Oakland. Of course, this past Sunday against the Giants with AJ and Desmond, AJ Hawk and Desmond Bishop out with injuries, calf injuries. Youngsters, relative youngsters at least, DJ Smith and Robert Francois played inside linebacker and looked just okay. Of course, the Packers defense didn't look very good in general on Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Jamie Jor's commenting about the Raiders in specific. Wonder if Seymour will get suspended for his punch. Richard Seymour, defensive lineman for the Raiders. That'll be a storyline worth watching this week. Going back to the inside linebackers, you know, with hoping Hawk and Bishop will be back because of some run stuffing. The Oakland Raiders have a pretty darn good run game. They have Darren McFadden, they have Michael Bush, and that's one of their strong points for the Raiders, and the Packers could use Hawk and Bishop back. You know, Desmond Bishop in particular, I think they miss his playmaking ability. He seems to be just ahead of where DJ Smith is right now in his development. DJ Smith, kudos to him for coming in as a rookie, but just not quite as refined. I think he's good, and I think he's fine as a backup, and the Packers could certainly do worse, but, you know, that there we go. Kurt Cozad says on the live blog here, according to Desmond, he will be back for the Raider game. Did Desmond say that on Twitter? So, anyhow, that would be, a plus for the Packers as they prepare for the Raiders game this upcoming weekend. A lot of injury issues. You know, here we go, you know, Frank Hillside commenting on the live blog, Packers D was without Nick Collins, Dez Bishop, AJ Hawk, and Charles Woodson for part of the game yesterday. Still won. Impressive. Most impressive. So yes, you know, from the beginning of the year, if we go back to week one, the Packers defense was without four starters yesterday, you know, after Charles Woodson went out with his concussion. And so the Packers had several injuries yesterday of concern. You know, you would think that the injuries to the inside linebackers, Hawk and Bishop, probably not serious, not, you know, season-threatening, where they're going to be out several weeks. They both might be back this upcoming week against the Oakland Raiders. As for the players who were injured yesterday, Charles Woodson had to leave the game with a concussion. You kind of don't know where he'll be at yet. You know, some players are able to come back in 1 week from a concussion, play the next game. We've seen it happen with Aaron Rodgers. Some are not, though. You know, forced to guess, I would say more players miss, you know, a game with a concussion then come back. At least that's the way it's been lately, it seems. And especially those who've had multiple concussions. It would be interesting to see Charles Woodson's concussion history, if he's had one before. I don't know if he has. None of them, to my mind, pop out in my mind, at least in, you know, since he's been a member of the Green Bay Packers. So it would be interesting to see if he's had a concussion before. You know, we talked to Tom Crabtree about fellow tight end Andrew Corliss. Unfortunately, they're, you know, forced to guess. I would say Andrew Corliss' season is probably over. It looked pretty gruesome on the replay. Head coach Mike McCarthy called it a significant knee sprain. You know, I think that's a euphemism. Certainly the word significant is, I think, an apt description, but a sprain? Boy, I think there, you know, there's some issues there. And, you know, it just, you know, I don't know. I'm not the official news source here for the Green Bay Packers and not in the locker room, but, you know, I would guess Andrew Corliss is, you know, his season is over. So we will find out probably more this afternoon when Mike McCarthy has his day after game press conference. I think it's scheduled for 3 p.m. Central Time, and it will be broadcasted live on the Packers official website. So we'll get more then. And, you know, so the Packers look to be making perhaps a transaction this week. You know, filling up his roster spot perhaps. And I suppose if you're looking at the glass half full, I guess it's a good thing the Packers have a lot of depth at tight end, you know, between Tom Crabtree, JerMichael Finley, and the two rookies, DJ Williams and Ryan Taylor. They're pretty set there. Anybody they bring up from the practice squad, probably not too likely to be active, I wouldn't think, unless the Packers learn they have injury situations elsewhere on the team, things like that. James Starks re-injuring his ankle once again. From the quotes I've read, though, it doesn't sound like it's too terribly serious, but still, once again, just cause for concern that this is the third game in a row James Starks has hurt his ankle and had to leave. I mean, this is becoming a troubling little, thing that keeps happening here to him. And that's not good. And perhaps it's one of these things where Starks needs a game off, maybe. I'm not saying that's a given, but, I mean, the fact that he had to leave the game and couldn't return, I mean, that's, you know, maybe it's time for some time off. Maybe he needs a week off for that thing, a little R&R, rest and recovery, and come back for the stretch run as the Packers try to, clinch home field advantage throughout the playoffs. You know, I'm not sure I said it yet, but while it's on my mind here, the Packers did obtain some goals yesterday. And if I'm correct, and somebody can, you know, on the live blog can correct me if I'm wrong here, but the Packers clinched a spot in the playoffs yesterday before their game even kicked off, I think, by the Chicago Bears losing. I think the Chicago Bears kicking off at noon. With their loss, the Packers clinched a spot in the playoffs. So before the Packers even played, they wrapped up that spot in the playoffs. And then after the Packers played, the Detroit Lions played the New Orleans Saints in the NBC Sunday Night Football game, and the Lions lost, and by virtue of the Lions losing, the Packers clinched the NFC North division, which automatically gives you at least one home game in the playoffs just by clinching the division. All division winners get to host a playoff game. So, kind of two goals obtained yesterday at different points during the day. First, just wrapping up the playoff spot, then wrapping up the NFC North division title. So congratulations to the Packers for doing those. On the hierarchy of goals, next comes getting a first round bye, and after that comes home field advantage throughout the playoffs two home games if the Packers win the first one. So, you know, that's what the Packers will be, you know, working for this week against the Raiders. I'm not sure whether they can clinch any of those goals this week. You know, there's four games left in the season. There's an entire month worth of games left. So a lot of work still ahead of the Packers as the season winds down. You know, still a lot to, you know, it'll be interesting here these last couple weeks because, you know, the 49ers only have two losses. And they're still technically in the running for home field advantage. I mean, it would take at least two Packers losses, if not more, for them to do that. But, you know, that the Packers still have a little motivation, and it'll be interesting. The last week or two of the season, you know, the Packers will be gunning possibly for an undefeated season, 16-0, with maybe having no motivation to do so other than the fact they're trying to get to 16-0. You know, they could have everything wrapped up by week 16 of the season. So, you know, a lot of things have to play out here for that to happen. But anyway, it's possible, and we'll look forward to that as the season unfolds. But anyhow, the Packers yesterday maintaining their undefeated record in quite exciting fashion. Once again, you know, going for the game-winning field goal with less than a minute left on the clock. Aaron Rodgers directing the drive. Mason Crosby kicking the game-winning field goal. And you know, we haven't talked about it a whole lot yet. I suppose I'll take it just a couple moments to, you know, talk about the downside from the game here. The defense that gave up a lot of yards. I think kudos go to Clay Matthews yesterday for quite a good game. Has a strip sack of Eli Manning, which led to a fumble recovery by B.J. Raji. Has the interception returned for a touchdown, doing a fantastic job in pass coverage for Clay Matthews, something we haven't seen a whole lot of him doing. They rush him an awful lot, so, you know, probably rush him more than drop him back. But it was good to see that he's able to do that and giving the Packers a little boost that way. But other than Clay Matthews, the defense yesterday, not very good. You know, especially the long passes were especially troubling because there was more than one. There were several deep passes in which I think the safeties were at fault, whether they're biting on play action fakes or just out of position, missed tackles. I know Morgan Burnett missed that one right in, wasn't it on the Giants' first score of the game? They missed the open field tackle. So, you know, it was disappointing. The defensive line did not get much of a pass rush outside of Clay Matthews. You know, I think Eric Walden was in there once for a hit on Eli Manning, but the defensive line not getting home. You know, B.J. Raji got some push yesterday, but not getting home. Mike Neal didn't do anything yesterday. You know, this is Mike Neal's third consecutive game back now and has yet to make much of an impact at all, and nobody else for that matter. You know, there's plenty of other people rushing the quarterback too and nobody getting home. Whether it's, you know, Jarius Wynn, Ryan Pickett, C.J. Wilson, the inside linebackers coming on blitzes. You know, it is what it is. Colleen on the live blog says, but at least he's not hurt. He'll get better. Speaking of Mike Neal. And I suppose, you know, Mike Neal, as I said, is taking those baby steps. But it was his third game back. You know, it's time now to make an impact. He can't continue just to play. You know, he's got to have an impact, got to show that he can rush the passer or, you know, stuff the run, something. He's not doing either of those things yet. But, you know, a lot of season left, entire month of the regular season left to play. You know, while we're on the negative side here, a lot of drop passes yesterday. Brought it up a little bit with Tom Crabtree in the interview. Certainly, he was not the only one guilty of drop passes. Jermichael Finley, three of them. One of them was pretty hard to haul in, but two right in the breadbasket. And you know, certainly, I know players who could have made all three of those catches, so... You know, it's got to be done. Greg Jennings dropping some, and you know, just the team in general, these drop passes, an unfortunate, you know, to see. But other players stepping up, you know, Jordy Nelson, Donald Driver stepping up, catching everything thrown their way, showing a little bit of consistency, and that, you know, could be the difference in the Packers winning and losing, going along with Aaron Rodgers and Mason Crosby. Good games from them. So, anyhow, thank you everybody so much for joining us here on Railbird Central this morning. You know, here we are recapping a Packers victory over the New York Giants, and it's glad to have everybody with us. We'll be back on Wednesday. Here on Railbird Central, we'll have an interview with Nathan Yonke of ProFootballFocus.com again. I think we're going to have Nathan on every Wednesday from here on out for the rest of the season, giving us his Pro Football Focus analysis, which I love. Love that website. If you haven't been there, ProFootballFocus.com, go check it out. And their game recaps are great. You get to see there who played well, who played poorly. So, anyhow, we're looking forward to that on Wednesday, and make sure to check out our coverage all week long here at Cheesehead TV. On behalf of Jamie Jors, my name is Brian Caravu. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Railbird Central today, and we will see you later. I'll leave you with a song called Ocean Billy by Umphreys McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Have a good day. Have a good Monday.